Saint-Emilion, Palais Cardinal and the Houses of the Romanesque Perimeter Wall. This Romanesque Perimeter Wall is one of the oldest and best preserved in France. It illustrates the wealth and influence of the Saint-Emilion burghers. During its golden age in the 13th century, Saint-Emilion was the second most important place in the Bordeaux area. In 1199, Saint-Emilion was the first town to be granted a communal charter, giving the town people certain independence from the canons of the collegial church, the Duke of Aquitaine, who was also the King of England and the Viscount of Castillon. This nascent town led a few decades later to the establishment of the Jurade, to which references were made from 1234 and eventually the Saint-Emilion tradition, which borders were defined in 1289. The northern edge of the town is the best illustration of this distinctive defense wall. Built at the end of the 12th century and the beginning of the 13th, it was made up of the facades of rich middle-class houses, whose owners left demonstrations of their social success for posterity in the stonework. Among these, the house known as Palais Cardinal, with its nicely balanced frontage, its many windows and its finely decorated stonework, was probably the most lavish. The two lines of holes either side of each window are a reminder of a former balcony which enabled occupants to enjoy a view of the nearby countryside. In times of war, thick planks could be placed to form a defensive hoarding to protect the wall. On the ground floor, a door that is walled up today used to open onto the surrounding ditch, through which most of the merchandise stored in the lower levels of the house must have passed. This would include wine barrels, which at the time already made the town very rich. Just beside the front of Palais Cardinal, old drawings illustrate the bourgeois gate, which was demolished at the end of the 19th century when Grand Banc Road, today named Gadet Road, was widened.